Section 18 of the Staying Connected, Selected Talks and Meditations of Rudolf Steiner. This is the Meditations, the end of the book. For many years, Rudolf Steiner gave out meditations to help those left behind remain connected to those who had died. These are specific indications given to particular individuals in particular circumstances. Adapted, they are of universal application. Here are some of them. Meditations translated by Christopher Bamford. May my love be for you in the spirit realm. May my seeking soul find your soul. May my thinking of your being ease your cold, ease your heat. In this way we shall be united, I with you, you with me. That is in GA 261/268, undateable. Next one. In the light of cosmic thoughts, the soul weaves that unites with me on earth. That's from GA 261/268, notebook entry, 1924. Next. To bind soul to soul, I shall send the faithful love we found into the fields of spirit. If you turn your soul from the lands of spirit light, seeking to see what you seek in me, you will find my thinking through love. Next. In the worlds where the kernel of your being soul now sojourns, I send love to you, to cool your heat, to warm your coldness. If you find me in feeling, I shall always be near to you. Next. May my heart love reach to soul love. May my love's warmth shine to spirit light. Thus I draw near to you, thinking spiritual thoughts with you, feeling cosmic love in you, willing in spirit through you, weaving with you, one in experience. Next. May my heart's warm love stream to your soul, to warm your coldness, to soothe your heat. May my thoughts live in your thoughts, and your thoughts in my thoughts, in the spiritual worlds. Next. May my soul's love strive to you. May my love's meaning stream to you. May they bear you, may they hold you in the heights of hope, in the spheres of love. Next. May our love follow you, O soul, living there in spirit, seeing your earthly life, seeing yourself cognized as spirit. And what appears to you in the land of souls to be yourself thinking, accept our love, so that we may feel ourselves in you, and you may find in our souls what lives with you in faithfulness. Next. I see you in the spiritual world in which you are. May my love alleviate your heat, alleviate your cold. It breaks through to you and helps you to find the way through the Spirit's darkness to the Spirit's light. Next. As the golden stars shine forth from the blue depths of Spirit, so from my depths of my soul the strong upholding powers stream forth. And there's a drawing related to that one, yellow stars on a blue ground. Next. Faithfully, I will follow your soul through the gate of death into the light engendering time places. With love, I will ease spirit coldness for you. With knowing, I will untangle spirit light for you. With thinking, I will linger with you. Next. May my soul follow you into the realm of spirit, follow you with the same love it was able to nurture in the realm of earth, when my eye could still behold you. May it ease your warmth, ease your cold. Thus we live united, unseparated through the door of spirit. Next. Feel how we gaze lovingly into heights that now call you to other work. May your power reach out from spirit realms to the friends you left behind. Hear our soul's request, sent to you in confidence. We need here, for our earthly work, strong power from spirit lands. We thank our friends now dead for this. A hope that makes us happy, a loss that pains us deeply. Let us hope that you light our lives far and near, unlost, a soul star in the spiritual firmament. Next. May the eyes of your soul look into my thoughts' deeper power. That is my will. May my will meet your will in the Father's power, in the Son's grace, in the Spirit's light. Next. 1. Your will was weak. 2. Strengthen your will. 3. I send you warmth for your cold. 4. I send you light for your darkness. 5. My love to you. 6. My thoughts to you. 7. Go. Become. Further. Next. O soul in the land of soul, seek Christ's grace that brings you aid from spirit lands, and gives peace to those spirits who, experiencing no peace, want to despair. Next. Companion of my life, help the steps my thoughts go to you, to bring them to him, I ask your soul, my spouse. Next. My thoughts stream, heart-warming, into your soul's sleep. Experience them in your eye, now free. I will be with you, and bring out of your life from earth existence what you need for spirit remembering. Next. With you my soul seeks you intuitively. My soul is with you and lives your task with you. Thus we are united karmically for all time. Next. To you in love, on Christ's ways, seek my heart, live in my thoughts as I live in your soul. That's to a mother after the death of her small child, June of 1921. Next, you were ours, and you will be ours as the light of the Spirit now streams from your soul, eyes filled with devotion. It will be your thought's noble power to seek in spirit worlds the love that faithfully we keep for you. Next, divinity in my soul, I will give you space in my conscious being. You connect me to all that the power of destiny brings me. You never set me apart from what you have given me to love. Your spirit guards mine, for it is yours also. So I will guard with you, through you, in you, what you have agreed with those who are yours. I will be strong and know that it is wisdom. For Mrs. Romer, after the death of her son, Christmas 1919. In the beginning was the Word, and I myself was in the Word, and the Word was in God. With the Word I myself was in God, and the Word was a God, and a God saw me in the Word, and the Word should live in my soul. for M. Kaur at the death of her father. And the last piece is called Coda, the Dead Speak. First part. I am not on the earth as soul, but only in water, air, and fire. In my fire, I am in the planets and the sun. In my sun being, I am the sky of the fixed stars. I am not on the earth as soul, but in light, word, and life. In my life, I am within the being of the sun and the planets, in the spirit of wisdom. In my wisdom, being, I am in the spirit of love. Next. No barrier can separate what united in the spirit preserves the light shining, love-streaming, eternal soul bond. Thus I am in your thoughts, thus may you be in mine. I was united with you. Okay, that's the end of that one, sorry. Next one, last one. I was united with you, remain united in me. We shall speak together in the language of eternal being. We will be active where deeds become events. We will weave in the spirit where human thoughts are woven in the word of eternal thoughts. I was given an address for Georg Weise, January 11, 1924. That is the end of the book, Staying Connected, by Rudolf Steiner's collected works.